Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Jackie Moore received her bachelor's degree in rehabilitation psychology, but it's real life that has been her greatest teacher. 3 years ago, she launched Jordan's Summer Shirt Project to teach Jordan, her daughter with autism, job skills. Jordan has not only learned valuable work skills, she's also encouraging people to be kind to everyone. Okay, Jackie, I am super excited to learn about Jordan. And would you tell us about this summer shirt project?
Absolutely. So Jordan is now 20. She has autism. And I think I speak for a lot of parents with children with special needs. We were worried about her future. When your child gets older, it is like you're that new parent of a child with autism all over again. Everything you knew and you depended on is suddenly starting to fade away. You're no longer going to have school. You're having to change doctors, dentists, literally everything is changing. And it is panicky, especially if you have a child that is not going to go on and be able to go to college. Jordan has a lot of struggles. We are like, realistically, we do not see her being able to hold a job in the community. What is she going to do? Right. What is she going to do for the rest of her life? And she is a very sweet kid. She would sit in a chair and watch YouTube. But we wanted more for our child than that. We thought she deserved more than that. She needs to see the world. She loves that. And so we just worried and worried. And we were like, what are we going to do? And finally, you know, one night on a date night, I told my husband, I said, we need to stop worrying about what's not there. And we need to create something for her. We're never going to get here looking at what's not available. And so we stumbled upon it. We thought, you know, having her make something would be hard. So then it just kind of hit me, well, what about having her package something? And that is really what brought it all along. And, you know, I would often see and hear parents comment, you know, just in general in the world about needing more kindness. And so I thought, you know, if we're going to do this, let's have a greater message. Let's help Jordan project a voice of inclusion for all and kindness for all. But I will be honest, never in a million years did I think it would go the way it did. Like, you know, our goal was 40 shirts. We thought we're going to print this shirt and maybe we'll sell 40. And honestly, my husband and I are like, what are we going to do with all these shirts? Like, what are we going to do with all these shirts if we don't sell them? But we knew pretty quick that, like, within 5 minutes of posting on my personal page, we're like, I think we're going to need more than 40 shirts. People instantly gravitated towards it because I just explained I wanted to help Jordan learn something for her future. And now that that has occurred, I mean, I look and it's totally changed her life. Her life, she is a different person than she was 3 years ago. And
really?
It just, yeah, things we would have never dreamed. We thought we were teaching her job skills. And what we learned, though, was we were giving her confidence. She has struggled with speech all of her life. And when someone struggles with speech, people lag back. You don't talk to someone like that as much. Not to be mean, you don't know what to say if they can't answer back. You're just a little intimidated. Everywhere we go, people know something to talk to Jordan about. They know to ask her about her shirts. So suddenly she's in this world where people see her, talk to her, engage with her, and the happiness that has brought her, and we would have never even known it was missing. We didn't know that's something she would have even wanted, but she has flourished because of it. Like, she lights up. And so it's like we see so many areas that we plan to get better, but then we see these other ones, we're like, where did this come from? And that's what's been amazing. And that's what we try to also use our voice to advocate for others, because there's so many other kids and young adults and people that might not be able to answer questions, but it doesn't mean they don't want them asked. So I feel like that's always an important part of our story. What we learned about Jordan is just, she loves people talking to her, whether she can answer it always appropriately or not, she loves the attention from it. So we've just seen her grow in so many areas. That's been, you know, a parent's dream.
We need to give a shout out to the students in Evansville High School right now in Mrs. Kennecke's class. They are watching. And I know they're watching, because when I talked about having a girl crush on you, Amanda Kennecke, Mrs. Kennecke piped up and she said, I agree.
I love that. I love
Yeah,
that.
I'm not sure if she was saying she has a girl crush too, or just that she loves how you radiate through those videos. But either way, we're going to take it, right?
Hey, I love it. Thank you. You know, and one of the things you had mentioned as well is our porch swing video.
Yeah.
And we kind of stumbled upon that as well. But really the reason I started a video is because pictures can be deceiving. And in pictures, Jordan can come across looking as if she doesn't have a problem in the world. She doesn't have a struggle.
Right.
She looks very typical.
Right.
And I didn't want to give a false impression of her, but I also wanted to let maybe parents that have children with more struggles, maybe individuals that were struggling more, I wanted them to be able to see the real Jordan. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to see that sometimes words are hard to come out. They don't come out sounding the way you and I do, but that she's doing it and she's proud and she's successful. Because, and so that's what stumbled us into videos, is we wanted people to see the true engagement we have, the love, the laughter, but in a form that a picture or a story written just can't tell.
Yeah. Well, and I love the fact that for me at home watching a video, and if I'm with my kids, you know, I've got a 15-year-old son who loves roller coasters, right? He might look at a picture of Jordan and think she looks like a very typical kid. Well,
yes.
Then, you know, if especially with little ones, I feel like when I was a mom of little kids, we would be out and we would hear someone who sounded different or perhaps looked different. And all of a sudden it was like a, you know, like everything comes to a standstill because they're like, what is this?
Yes.
And this is such a great way for kids to get to know Jordan without maybe having some of those awkward interactions. Do you find that?
Absolutely. And I even tell parents, use our videos, like watch the videos with your kids, talk to them, because we always encourage as well. Sometimes we educate kids so much on differences that we forget to educate on similarities.
Yes.
And so when I speak to schools, well, not this year, but like I would say, you know, here's some things you would notice that are different, but raise your hand if you love pizza. Jordan does too. Raise your hand if you love roller coasters. So it gets kids thinking, not just about the differences, but about the similarities.
Well, what really got me was Jordan talking about going to Culver's and listing off what she got at Culver's, which is our family's favorite fast food place. So I was like, oh, this is fantastic. Yeah.
The way that Jordan's heart is always going to be food.
Yeah. I hear her. She's a girl after my own heart there. Tell me a little bit about what Jordan's day to day looks like. She is going to school right now, currently.
Yes. She is 20. She can go to school until she's 22, and that's when she'll age out of the system. And really the reason we started the Summer Short Project a couple of years ago is we assumed each summer would be kind of a trial and error. And we were just hoping by the time she aged out of school, we'd find something that would work. Well, that roller coaster sped along quickly. So it was funny. We started the project thinking, you know, because we were panicked, what is she going to do with her time when she ages out of school? We now will laugh on days like of a morning, my husband will say, does Jordan come home early today? Because we kind of panic if she doesn't, because she's needed. And we always let her know that. We're like, well, hey, we need you in the shirt shop today. There's shirts to roll. There's this. I think just like all of us, you love to feel needed, and she truly is. And that's where we started noticing. When we started this, we always talked about teaching her job skills. And it was lately we realized there's a shift to, girl, you're doing a job. You are killing it too. Mm-hmm. You are doing it. When you're not here, we miss you. When you're not here, this pile of work is not getting done. And I think that shows the world. All these kids have value. We just have to tweak things to figure out how. So her day to day, she goes to school of a morning. She rides the bus, loves to ride the bus. That girl, like, she just lights up. Her bus driver's amazing. So she goes to school. Lilma's social butterfly at school. She loves being the little social director there. Then she comes home early from school and goes to the shirt shop. Often it's with a typical peer, which she also loves because they get to swing by a drive-through and have lunch, which again, until the shirt project, she had never done that before. Like, kids like Jordan do not just get to go somewhere with typical teens. They're either not invited. Like they don't, that's a treat that we have realized doesn't exist for most kids. And we don't ever take that for granted of how lucky she is. And we also try to do posts about that, you know, encourage your kids to be friends to kids like Jordan. So going out to eat, going through that drive-thru is a huge deal for her. And so then she spends the afternoon in the shirt shop, rolling shirts, packaging, pencils, pens, whatever it is, along with a friend. I'm usually there. We make it fun, and she loves it. She loves it.
I heard the music blasting in the background. Was it Beyonce, I think?
Yes, you know? Yes. She loves her music, too. That just makes it all the more fun.
Yeah, a little rolling, a little dancing. I'm like, that is exactly Absolutely. How I would want to do it.
So Absolutely.
Tell me how you got from this idea of 40 shirts to now, I mean, the things that are in this shirt shop that you're talking about, like how they ever fit in anyone's house, I have no idea.
But you look at the shirt shop and we're like, where was all this at?
Yeah.
Now she had like taken over not only our basement, but our garage, our dining room. Like every time someone would come over, it looked like we were moving. I'm like, no, we're not. It's just shirt stuff. You know, that is the weirdest thing. Like, I think if I'd have really thought, like, I was just jumping in, we're going to do 40 shirts, hopefully. Never in a million years did I really even think it could go this far. And probably if I had have, I would have been too scared to ever take the leap.
Absolutely.
So it just happened. And, you know, as we've gone along, you learn things and it just keeps growing. But we learned really quickly in it was going to be more popular than we had anticipated. Well, at the time, so Hudson is my youngest. He's 7. He's typical. And at the time, he was 4. And we were like, okay, Jordan is going to get all this attention. Like we could tell on social media. We're like, the last thing we need is our son, almost 5, to become jealous. And so we quickly launched in. This one is called our Jordan style shirt. We quickly launched a second shirt. That was more of a block design, maybe something guys would like, and we called it the Hudson because I wanted people on social media to know him too. Mm-hmm. I needed Hudson to always be Jordan's biggest fan. I need him to be her biggest helper. And if he got bitter and jealous, like, which anyone, like, it's hard, you know, if a sibling was getting that much attention. And looking back, I think that's one of the best things we could have ever done because he is full-fledged, so supportive of Jordan. He gets in, rolls shirts with us. He feels totally a part of it. He hears, like, we're low on Hudson's all the time. Like, he knows that is an integral part of the brand. And I think as the whole package, like, we had to make this work for our whole family, or it wasn't going to work for anyone.
Right.
And it has been amazing. Just even small things like that, of how it's helped it grow into something that has been so successful and works for our whole family.
Jackie, it sounds like you've had such wisdom throughout this. Was there some sort of a mentor or support system or something that guided you along the way?
I think it was just a little bit of like luck thrown in with a lot of hard work.
Okay.
Hudson obviously was like Jordan's 20, Hudson's 7. He was a bit of a surprise to us, but the best surprise ever. Right. And I think at that point we realized he was a gift we never expected. And he like filled our family in a way we never even knew there was anything missing. And it does give you the insight to always look between autism and that, you do look at life differently. Mm-hmm. You look at smaller things as bigger accomplishments than someone else would view them. You celebrate the things along the way. But you also look at, like with him, I was like, we've been given this gift, the second gift in life. You can't overshadow it for one. And that's just always been something that really sticks with me. I can't do so much for one kid and not the other. And so I don't know, but I think a lot of it was just luck, wisdom, guidance, you know, from above that we just went down the right path and we've gotten some lucky breaks and a lot of hard work.
And a lot of hard work, right. What sort of attention have you gotten? Because it sounds like this is not just, you know, like you are in Georgia, is that right?
We are. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. We ship shirts to all states pretty much daily. It's amazing. So it was a few weeks ago, I was, you know, at the North Georgia wineries. It's like in the mountains, not very far, like an hour from us. And I'm with a couple of friends sitting in there. I'm in no Be Kind stuff anywhere. And all of a sudden, someone walks over to my table, hands a note, and walks away. And I'm like, God, what is this? And she wrote this sweetest letter. And she goes, I don't want to interrupt you on your day out. But she goes, I recognize you. I admire you. And I mean, she wrote the nicest note on the back of a paper menu at this restaurant. And it was so touching. I'm like, I can't believe you would recognize me and then take the time out of your dinner to send me the nicest letter. It's things like that that just always really touch me.
Yeah.
We were at Hudson's baseball game on Saturday, and we did recently last week, we lost our dog, which was a very traumatic experience for us.
Yeah.
But a lady comes up to me after Hudson's game, and she just starts talking. I'm so sorry about Miley, blah, blah. She was like, oh, and by the way, my name is, I just realized you don't know who I am. But it's really sweet because people just feel like they know us because the store, like, because our life, you know, we project it out there.
Yeah.
But it is neat. And it's neat, the attention that Jordan gets, our whole family gets. It's really been a neat experience.
I'm curious which came first as far as, I know that you have this basically ministry of kindness. Like you love kindness. So was that a core value within your family first? And if so, like when did you latch on to that concept? And then is that how it translated into the shirts, or were you looking for a message once you decided to do the shirts?
I would like to say we've always been a kind family. I do think autism has played a role in that. I think autism makes you look at everything in life a little bit differently. Mm. It makes you see, like when someone really goes out of their way before the shirt project to include Jordan, to... it makes you latch onto that, and then it makes you want to spread it onto someone else. And I've noticed that from when she was very, very young. I would take that feeling, and it would be something someone else would think is so simple, but like it would make my day. Like if you were at a park and a mother wanted their child to include Jordan, like I can't even tell you the feeling that would give me. And it made me want to pass that feeling on to someone else because it totally changed my day, and it was so little. And so I always looked at the saying, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And I always loved it. And that saying was just something that always stuck with me. And I always loved it. And so when we were looking at shirt designs, I thought about that one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know, it might be a little bit too long. Be kind. I was like, it just seems a little too short, a little too generic. I was like, what I want. And then I was thinking about the Jordan thing, but I was like, really what we all need to do is just be kind to everyone. And it wasn't out there anywhere. And I was shocked. And so I thought, if people are going to take a chance on Jordan, they're going to buy a shirt to help her learn. I wanted to have a greater message. I wanted to have a greater purpose. And I think that's how we stumbled into it, of just wanting to do something more. And as the message has grown and Jordan has grown, it gives you this responsibility even more to want to give back. So many people have believed in her. Give her a chance. There's so many kids like Jordan out there wanting their chance. And I just feel like we have this gift. We've been given this gift of a voice. We need to use it to help others. And so it just kind of all kind of interlocked in together as I wanted to do something for Jordan, but have a greater purpose. I've always kind of felt like, you know, why us? Like, you know, why was my baby? Like, why does she have autism? Why does she have all these struggles? And, you know, you kind of look at it as, you know, maybe this was the reason. Maybe this was the purpose behind it, to show others that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Jackie, it's been such a pleasure talking with you today. April is Autism Awareness Month. And so it's like, okay, well, great. Now I'm aware. Do you have an actionable step for our listeners today?
You know, one of the things I cannot stress enough is just talking to kids, not just about differences, but also about similarities, and teaching kids how to interact with others. It can be scary if you don't understand, but the more you talk to your child, use Jordan's videos, the more they become comfortable with it, the more it becomes normalized. And there are so many kids like Jordan out there wanting a friend, wanting someone to sit with them at lunch, wanting someone to be nice to them on the playground. And all of your kids have the opportunity to make that happen for someone else. And that's what I would love the message to get out there even louder, so that more people can feel the way Jordan gets to feel now.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Where do you want people to find you?
So you can find us on any, like, well, you know, Facebook, Instagram, even, you know, all of those at Summer Shirt Project. You can also find our website, bekindtoeveryone.com. We just recently got on TikTok. We do a lot of videos on there as well, but don't worry. It's never me dancing. So follow us along. We would love to have you as part of our journey. And I just can't thank you enough for today's opportunity to let me share our story.
I love it. And Jackie, I'm just so thrilled to be able to talk with you. Please say hi to Jordan for us, would you?
Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a conversation with Jackie Moore from Jordan's Summer Shirt Project. Find Jackie and her daughter Jordan online at bekindtoeveryone.com and at Summer Shirt Project. Thanks for listening to the Kindness Podcast. It's produced by WOUB Public Media and relies heavily on the kindness of engineer Adam Rich. We hope you'll subscribe to the Kindness Podcast wherever you listen and find us on social media at Kindness Podcast. If you like the show, please spread some kindness in the review section.